Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. The 16th of November. It's a Thursday night. I'm at the Charlotte Comedy Zone. I'm very excited about these shows. If you haven't gotten tickets yet, get them now. Batavia, Illinois. Coming back to one of my favorite places, the Comedy Vault in Batavia, Illinois. That is December 1st and 2nd, Friday and Saturday night. Get your tickets at their website or frangiola.fun and more and more and more. Cleveland, Buffalo, Long Island, and Rhode Island will round out the year. Frangiola.fun has everything. Now an all-new episode of Cover to Cover. I love this one. Where do people stand on Steve Miller? Is he cool to like? Is it cool to like Steve Miller, or is it not cool to like Steve Miller?
I don't think it, like, in my generation, I think it's still, like, when I was a kid it was, mm-hmm. but I think now it's...
All right, well, I mean,
the kids are probably wearing the t-shirts.
I do see his t-shirts are out there now. I guess that's a... And that must be another revenue stream for bands that are like, hey... Mm-hmm. The only way I can make money now is touring. We're not selling records anymore. So I got a tour and I'm old. So, or I could just sell the Steve Miller logo to Target. And
yeah.
Blondie. See, Blondie. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's everywhere. Every shirt. Blondie, kind of a cool shirt. Anyone can wear a Blondie shirt. Mm-hmm. Works, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, little Steve Miller. What year is this? I'm going to say, let me guess, Alex. Let me guess. This is 70s for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say it's 77.
77. Let's see.
I'm going to say 77. I could be earlier, but not later. I'm going to say 77.
This is a... You might be right. Ooh. 77.
Is it 77?
Yeah, Book of Dreams, 1977.
Wow. I mean, I'm good at this
shit.
77. I remember it well. Good year, 77. I mean, for me, mm-hmm. I don't really, you know, I was like 11, but it seemed like a good year. Good music, good movies, good sports in
Pop
77.
Culture was good, yeah.
New York City was a shithole, but in a good way, you know, just they were burning it up and it was wild times. Anyway, there we go. Starting it off on a Thursday, cover to cover. Got a lot of news coming at you guys today. So much going on. A lot of Thanksgiving news. That's why we started with big old jet airliner,
mm-hmm.
because we wanted to start with something about airports, airplanes,
yeah.
whatever. So we started with that, Steve Miller. Because they're saying, as they often do every Thanksgiving, we hear about it, the biggest travel day, according to TSA or whoever does the AAA, mm-hmm. whoever does what do they call them?
Studies,
yes.
Yeah,
surveys. All of it. It's going to be the biggest travel day ever in America, on the roads and in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest travel day. I have not traveled on Thanksgiving in, I don't know, 35 years. I haven't, you know, I go home, whatever home is anymore. I still say New York, but it's far. My home is here now.
Yeah.
But I go back to like New York and stuff at Christmas time. But I never really did for Thanksgiving after I left to come here. Thanksgivings were always here in LA, and they continue to be. So I never really had to deal with the craziness. Thank the Lord. They're saying that there also might be a government shutdown like the week before, nice. And that could affect things even worse because the government, TSA, something about air traffic control could be affected. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's just going to be a nightmare. But you know what also is coming up, and we're huge fans of it over here at the Cover to Cover podcast, is the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Macy's,
yep.
Thanksgiving Day Parade. It is the cheesy fun that I love, that it brings me back to a time that I often talk about on this podcast of just cheesy, horrible, you know, TV and stuff. And it really hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. It's like some bad lip syncing on floats. It's all the big blow up things, and it's fun. Used to be the Today. I don't know who hosts it now. It's like Savannah Guthrie and maybe Al Roker, probably, or Hoda and Savannah or something. But anyway, we got a problem this year. We got a problem already. Thousands of people, Alex, have signed a petition against Macy's non-binary, ready for this?
Yeah.
Trans extravaganza planned for the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Two non-binary performers expect to participate in the nationally televised parade in New York. That's it?
Yeah.
Only two?
Only two?
I thought that'd be a lot. Wait,
not bad.
Oh, they do like 9 Broadway shows and it's kids and bands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got a lot more than two. I think they're only telling Fox News. There's only two. There's a lot more. Over 20,000 outraged petitioners. Mm. These people are outraged. Over have signed a online campaign taking aim at Macy's iconic Thanksgiving Day Parade amid allegations that this year's celebration will put a non-binary and transgender extravaganza on display. Oh, I can't wait to watch.
Yeah.
This is going to be a transgender extravaganza. The non-binary and transgender extravaganza on display this Thanksgiving will be brought to you by the Macy's during their annually sponsored Thanksgiving Day Parade. The petition organized by, these are good. This is 1 million moms. Mm. This is we've talked about them before, I think, on the podcast. 1 million moms are exactly who you would think they are. They're mad. They think that the Thanksgiving Day Parade is going to be a trans extravaganza.
Yeah,
and that's 1 million moms. They're upset about everything. There's 1 million of them. These are moms. You understand? And they're pissed off. Unless they are forewarned about it, this year's holiday parade will potentially expose tens of millions of viewers at home to liberal LGBTQ agenda. Well, I mean, it's a fucking parade. Mm-hmm. That's who does Listen, I got news for you, million moms.
Yeah.
The parade is I got
long there's gone.
It's a parade done by Macy's.
Yeah. A department store.
Yes, down like Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
And with balloons and floats and Broadway numbers and singing and dancing. I'm going to let the 1 million moms know there's going to be a couple of gays with their hand in a parade on Broadway.
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going to be. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to learn to live with that. If you want a straight parade, a straight guy parade.
Yeah.
I recommend maybe the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Okay.
Not the real one, not in the beginning when it's the, you know, the bagpipers and stuff.
Yeah.
Around 2 a.m. Spilling out into the streets of New York City from every McSorley's and McDougal's and McJimmy fuck fucks.
Yeah.
Spilling out the street. That would be the parade I would recommend. You're not going to see much of the LGBTQ people out. On that. Maybe a Labor Day parade. Maybe not. You won't see them there.
Yeah.
I don't, but otherwise, I think you're barking up the wrong tree on this one. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some Kristen Wagoner, president of the Alliance Defending Freedom.
Oh, boy.
Blasted the parade plans Tuesday on Fox and Friends, telling host Brian Kilmeade, Macy's inclusion of a non-binary transgender character in a parade is just another example of ideological war that's being waged on families, and customers are saying they've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, customers have said they've had enough of Macy's for quite some time. I don't think it has anything to do with transgender. You know my problem with Macy's, Alex. I've told you.
What is it?
They got too many. Well, there's a lot of them. You want me to go down the list?
Yeah, I need the list.
First of all, they got too much shit. Yeah. They're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing, Like, we're either going to be clothes and makeup and cologne and eyeglasses and shoes, or we're going to be pots and pans and couches and clothes and makeup and shoes. Yeah. All that. It's too much.
Yeah.
You gotta focus on one thing. And I would say you should focus on your clothes and your makeup and whatever's. I don't think many people are doing the couches and stuff. And so I would lose the housewares. Yeah. I would lose the housewares completely. It's usually down on the third floor if you even have a Macy's in. We have a Macy's here. Mm-hmm. It stands right here in Sherman Oaks, stands proudly in the Sherman Oaks Fashion Square, or whatever that's called, over there. It's a bit of a mess at times. They pack too much inventory on the racks. That's always been my issue. Mm-hmm. Can't even get your hand in there to move it around, see what Levi's are going to fit me, you know?
Yeah.
You know what size Levi I do, Alex?
What size? Well, first I need to know what your fit is, because that will determine your size.
You mean my fit in Levi's?
Yeah, like, because, you know, sometimes if you're going tighter.
Yeah, like a 5'10", 5'11", 5'01".
Yeah.
It depends. I think it's a 5'11". I want to say a 5'11". I go more about the wash, Alex.
Okay.
Than the cut.
Okay.
These days, I like them a little looser than I did a couple of years ago. We were all doing the skinny jean, but the skinny jean now is a little skinny for me.
Yeah.
Not that I want a baggy one, but... and then I like a bit of a cuff, just so I have a little break between my jeans and my shoes.
Yeah.
I like a little break, color break.
Mm-hmm.
So I like a little bit of a cuff. So I usually do 32, 33. If they do that, sometimes they just do even numbers.
Because you want the cuff, you go 33 length?
33 length sometimes will be, if I one or two washes, we'll get no cuff.
Yeah.
But 34, I'm definitely getting a cuff.
All right.
Sometimes it's a little bit too big a cuff, and I look like a
lumberjack. Yeah.
Lumberjack. I look like I'm a, you know, gangbanging or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Or lumberjack, your choice. So anyway.
A pilgrim. Who'd used to roll their pants? I don't know.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, greasers.
Yeah,
you know,
there
the you 50s.
Go.
all right, here, how do we get on that? Anyway, let's talk more about the non-binary transgender extravaganza that's going to be happening over on Thanksgiving. Anyway, they're waging a war, as you know. This seems to be the marching orders over at Fox News right now. They're waging a war against American ideals. And, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I often say it, and I know people think I'm wrong when I say this. I don't know if this is America's biggest problem. I don't know if two people, transgender people in the Thanksgiving Day parade are our biggest concern right now.
Yeah.
I think we got bigger problems, but if we don't, once again, I think we're doing pretty well. If the two people, transgender people in the Thanksgiving Day parade are our biggest concern, I think we're doing good. Sounds like we're doing good. Anyway, are you going to sign the petition, Alex? I think you're seeing parents.
I've already signed it. Yes.
You could win a million moms and Alex. That's what it's called now, a million moms and Alex. I think you're seeing parents stand up, rise up, and say we're going to parent and we expect our family-friendly events to be truly family-friendly and not teach our children values that we object to, she added. The petition calls out performers Justin David Sullivan and Alex Newell, who both identify as non-binary. Oh, here he is. Here's Justin David Sullivan. Ooh, it's like a little Asian.
They called him out by name?
Yes, they did, Alex.
You didn't need to do that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
These people are coming for your children.
Yeah.
Look at Alex David Newell. Hot as fuck, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Look at this little Asian.
That's a
cute
blouse.
Yeah, yeah. He really looks, he's a good-looking, good-looking person. Can I say that?
They are good-looking.
They are good-looking.
They are good-looking.
Did I say that correctly?
Yes, I think so.
I don't want these million moms coming after me. Anyway, Justin David Sullivan attends the American Theater Wing. He's a Broadway performer. Sullivan, who plays Juliet's non-binary friend, May, in the musical Juliet, which is expected to be part of the parade, previously opted out of the Tony Awards to call out gendered categories. Okay. Newell won a Tony Award for playing the female role of Lulu in Shucked. That's a musical on Broadway about corn. If it's still running, I'm not sure. I know it really is. I'm not kidding. With the petition adding to Newell, use pronouns, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we got it. Supporters of the decision include the LGBTQ voters and the parade. Okay, well, there you have it. There's Alex Newell. Okay, I see it now. All right, well, I mean, what do you... You either watch it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you go watch. Here's a couple other things you can watch on Thanksgiving. I used to watch March of the Wooden Soldiers. That was always on. This was way before your time, Alex. Way before my time.
Yeah.
The March of the Wooden Soldiers is Laurel and Hardy.
Okay.
So it was probably made in the 30s, and it used to, for whatever reason, in New York, maybe it still does, it would air every Thanksgiving. And me and my brothers loved it. We loved it. I would imagine if I showed it to my daughter now, she'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Some black and white weird movie. But we loved it. Laurel and Hardy are like weirdly mean to each other. There's a lot of slapping and punching. You know, back in those days, it was like the Marx Brothers and Three Stooges. That's what they did to each other.
Yeah.
One was like the mean guy, and one was the idiot. You know, that was comedy team banter. You know, you're the idiot. I'm the mean guy. You know, Smothers Brothers, Abbott and Costello, they all kind of did the same vibe. And that's what Laurel and Hardy was. And I used to watch it. We loved it.
Yeah.
Mighty Joe Young.
I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah. God, I hope.
I mean, I'm the dumb guy. You're the mean guy.
Maybe you're right. We are doing the exact same thing. See, it's probably because I used to watch March of the Wooden Soldiers. That's why I've developed this this attitude. Anyway, or you could watch Mighty Joe Young. That was another one that used to be on all the time. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Want to hear more about it?
Mm-hmm.
Four new floats are going to be unveiled. It's the 97th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You'll see some new floats debuting this year. One of them is the Trans Extravaganza float, where it's just a bunch of gay men, women, everybody trans, and the float is just a big cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a big cock. Yeah, and they just everybody's on it.
But by the end of it, they deflate it and it turns into a vagina.
Yeah. Whatever.
It transitions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't read that?
No. Here's what really happened. Because they should just go all in and just fucking make the million moms just their heads explode.
Yeah.
You know, they should. Here's what you do. You make one float a big cock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you put a bunch of gay people on a big cock. And then you paint the Midtown Tunnel in New York City, paint it like a butthole.
Oh.
All right? And then at the end, you have Santa Claus comes down, and he's in a bra and panties. You know, he's trans. It's trans-a-claus.
Yeah.
And you have another float behind that float. It's big tits.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's, you know,
equally celebrated.
Represented. Celebrated. Yeah. Got a big old pair of tits. And on the tits is a bunch of drag performers reading to children.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the big dick goes into the Midtown Tunnel ass,
mm-hmm.
asshole.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends. That's how the parade ends.
Uh-huh. What direction is Midtown Tunnel?
Well, you can go out. You can take it out to Long Island.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. I don't think they're going to like this plan either.
Don't you dare take that big dick out to Long Island. No. There's plenty of big dicks on Long Island already. You don't need any more.
Yeah.
Boy, that would be fun. I wish. I only wish. But anyway, there will be some more floats. Each year, a new set of floats is conceived and crafted by the incredible artisans of the Macy's Parade Studio in Moonachie, New Jersey. It takes a big team to float concepts. You want to hear some of the new ones we got coming up this year?
Yeah.
When it comes to Mutant, Mayhem, Nickelodeon, and Paramount, there will be four turtles. Oh, the Ninja Turtles are going to be on a new float. Tons of excitement and a ton of energy for parade day. The Palace of Sweet, Brock's Candy is going to be involved.
Ooh,
we talked about Brock's recently. Yeah. Candy corn. They got the market cornered on terrible candy.
Mm-hmm.
Brock's, you know, they're not doing the good candy. They're doing circus peanuts and candy corn. And so anyway, but they're going to have a float. And it's going to be 30 feet tall, a custom built gingerbread house. 25-foot rotating tree, and performing aboard the float. You know who's going to be on the float? Brandy. Yes.
That's Brandy, right. Huh?
Brandy. She's a big deal. She was a big deal. She'll be on the float. She's cute. She's a nice person.
Yeah.
You know, her brother's Ray J. And he's the one who...
I didn't know
we
that.
Basically, we kind of have Ray J to thank for the Kardashians in a weird way.
We
it's
do.
Kind of like he is somehow involved in that whole... But that's Brandy's brother.
Yeah.
The Deliciously Delectable World of Wonka. That's our another
nice.
New float by Warner Brothers. Oh, because they got a new movie coming out starring Timothy Chalamet. He's going to be Willy Wonka.
Ooh.
Takes a scene right from the movie. We were essentially able to take a scene from the film and translate it to the float for the parade viewers and our fans. It's a replica of Willy's first stop from the film, Tons of Magic. Ooh, you know who's going to be in the parade this year?
Who?
This is a big get for the parade. Cher.
Ooh.
Cher will be on hand to usher in the holiday season with a new holiday classic. That's a big deal. Getting
yeah.
Cher to come down and
to drop a
sing
new
a song. A new song, a new yeah. holiday classic from Cher.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is exciting stuff. Additionally, the Good Burger Mobile. Oh, that's a Good Burger.
Good Burger.
I think they got a new movie out.
Home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Oh, are you familiar with the film?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's around your time.
Yeah, it was around my time.
Yeah.
Kenan and Kel.
Kenan and Kel. Yeah. Right.
They have
right.
a new movie coming out?
They did. They made a new Good Burger. Yeah.
New cast? Or
no, it's them. It's
the
two
of them.
Dug them
up?
Yeah, it's dug them up. Keenan's a big star.
I know, but what's Kel doing?
Kel's kind of around. Actually, he's been in the hospital. I read something about him in the hospital.
I just read that,
yeah.
Yeah,
but anyway, he's out, and but he was doing fine. I think he was actually doing a little stand-up, and mm-hmm. he's not doing as good as Keenan Thompson, who's like the king of Saturday Night Live, and has been for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nickelodeon Paramount are putting that float on. They'll be making an appearance at the exclusive float unveiling event that will be this year's parade lineup. The first time in the long history of the holiday tradition will begin at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, half an hour earlier than in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, I hope they let the trans community know. I don't want them to be late
putting
running down
their
the street
and...
with their broken heels. It's more parade than ever before, Koss said. If you'd like to get up close and look at the balloons, one of the best ways, actually, the day before... I did this one time. I stumbled upon it accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
They were blowing up the balloons like around Macy's, and I was stumbling home from a bar like the night before Thanksgiving back to my hotel in Times Square, and I happened to see the balloons being blown up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty exciting. Yeah, I'll tell you that. Anyway, last year's inflation took place Wednesday afternoon from 12 to 6. The public entrance was at 72nd and Columbus Avenue. Yeah, there you go. All exciting stuff. That's fun. You want to hear some more Thanksgiving news?
Mm-hmm.
How about 10 Thanksgiving outfits? This is this has got to be our Thanksgiving episode.
I mean,
because it is. Isn't next week Thanksgiving?
I mean, it's here, yeah.
Wait, so this will be on Thursday. We're airing this on Thursday.
It's a week from this airing.
Yeah, so exactly. So we're in it. I mean, people start traveling. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
You got to start picking out your clothes now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So these are the 10 Thanksgiving outfits for women that are both comfortable and stylish. This is what you guys are going to keep things simple with a sweater dress and some accessories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay.
Looking for an easy one and done look, consider a sweater dress like this ribbed funnel neck midi dress from Good American. It looks nice.
Okay.
Good American ribbed funnel neck dress looks stylish, feels comfortable. It'll be great on Thanksgiving Day. What do you think that goes for? What do you think you'd pay for something like that?
$44.99.
It's a little bit higher than that.
Okay.
It's $140.
Oh, I was talking Black Friday prices. I'm sorry.
Sure, I understand. Add some holiday flair to your outfit with this little bow barrette. You can put that in your hair. That'd be cute. How about keep it monochromatic? They say keep it monochromatic. You know what that is?
Yeah.
One color.
One color.
And pants and the shirt, same color. The Gap Factory Relax Forever Cozy Ribbed Crew Neck Sweater in Standout Pink. And then you get some fun pink pants. And that goes for $40, just like you said. And these are these pillar pants. These are pink, too. Pink glow. These are nice.
Okay.
I'd like to see a gal come into a Thanksgiving party. Or a trans.
Yeah. Either or.
I'm not the million moms.
No.
Yeah, you have a trans person show up in these. Pink pants?
Pink pants.
I'd let them right in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Those look nice. Oh, those ain't cheap, Alex. $262 for those pink pants. You won't be seeing me in those, sweetheart. elevate your sweater vest. That's another thing. Long line V-neck tank top. This is all comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. This looks like I wouldn't want to get a stain or something on my pink pants.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of eating going on. Yeah. A lot of
we're gonna have a lot of gravy.
How about a wide leg jumpsuit? How about trying that?
Ooh, I like
wide
that.
Leg jumpsuit. So do I.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that reaction.
Dude,
you.
I
come you like a wide leg jumpsuit?
Yeah, I come alive for one. Yeah.
You certainly did. This one's from ASOS. It's $70. That's a cute shoe. You could pair with it.
Mm-hmm.
How about a Glimmer Poche? Whatever the fuck that is. Go casual. That's what I recommend.
Mm-hmm.
This is go casual with jeans and a holiday plaid.
Yeah.
Why not? That's going to look cute on anybody. That's you can get that for 20 over at Macy's. You can get that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get past the trans extravaganza out front, you can go in and get yourself a sweater.
That's a hard extravaganza.
How about a pair of tunic tights? Tunic with tights. Oh, tunic with tights.
Okay.
Okay. Have we had enough? How about a shift? Just 10. Shift dress. Okay. You got on and on. Choose a budget friendly outfit. Yeah. Sure. Boots and.
Have you picked your outfit yet for the Thanksgiving?
Well, I go over to my wife's family's mm-hmm. house, and you know, I got to hang around there.
Yeah,
and I do my best to stay in the ring with people who just you know. So now, Chris, now tell me about this. Now what is this? A podcast?
Yeah.
It's a podcast. My wife knows to like stop immediately when that conversation starts. She'll come over and go, he doesn't speak. And then she'll like break it up. Like two dogs about to fight. Uh-huh. My wife will break up whatever conversation. Cause she's prepped beforehand.
Yeah.
If anyone says if any conversation starts with me with, so tell me about, now what is a podcast? She hears that. If she hears, so what do you do in your skit?
Mm-hmm.
If she hears that,
she's
got to
yeah.
stop that right away. Any of those things. And it's every year I have to do it with at least five people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what a podcast is, what's in your skit, and things like that. So
yeah.
I try to keep it on, you know, tell me what's this football, you know, football there's always
game.
Football on
yeah.
it. And I know I could stay in the ring about football, so this and that, and hootie wuddy and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, if you talk movies or whatever, I'm pretty good with that, you know?
Yeah.
And then I can talk, like, but there's nobody doing that. Nobody, like, what's with this Britney Spears? You know, nobody's doing that. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I would like it if they would.
Are they all pretty corporate people, or?
No, they're just dopes. No, they're not corporate. I wouldn't say they were corporate.
Uh-huh.
They're just, you know, there's people in the world who they're just bores, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with one of her cousins. Nice enough guy, I guess. We had a long conversation. Well, he had a long conversation. I sat there with my face melting off. But he was talking about puzzles.
Ooh.
And he likes certain brands over other brands
mm-hmm.
of puzzles. I didn't even know there was... I mean, I thought there was like... Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
They're like a puzzle guy. At least they used to be. Milton Bradley.
I mean, they're in the game, but they're not on top of the game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So he's telling me, like, there are certain puzzle brands that fit together better than others.
Mm-hmm.
And he prefers one brand over there. He's like a puzzler.
Yeah.
Does 1,000-piecers, you know, things like that. And, like with no picture. You know, certain people who are really into puzzles, they'll just do a puzzle that's all white.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard puzzle.
Yeah.
Then I can do a puzzle of like a water mill, in a fall foliage
mm-hmm.
water mill, something that we all do. You know,
yeah.
nothing. You don't do that.
No.
So, and he tells me what pieces fit together, what brands work better mm-hmm. for him. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I thought he was transitioning, this kid. Did I tell you? He's not a kid. He's probably over 45.
Yeah.
But I thought he had a haircut that I told my wife. So I just keep an eye on it.
Let's keep an eye.
I think it might be we're looking at the early.
Uh-huh. Like a Navratilova kind of a haircut?
No.
What
no.
was it, doing?
It was doing very early. It was giving me. It was early Caitlyn. It was early.
Oh.
It was when Caitlyn was still Bruce. We all saw the hair was starting to get longer, and we were like, "Oh, going to grow his hair? Is he just growing? Is Bruce just growing his hair out,
yeah.
or is this something more?"
Yeah.
And that I was getting those vibes. Mm-hmm. I was getting is he
it's
just-
like when you see him blowing up the balloons outside of Macy's. You're like, something's afloat here. Something's coming.
Exactly. She's right.
Yeah.
Who knows what it's going to become.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, he got his hair. He got his hair cut, this guy.
Okay.
And so I think I was wrong on it. But I told my wife, I said, let's just... Just keep an eye on it.
Okay.
I think this might be something happening here. But it turns out he's just into puzzles. That's all. You could be into puzzles.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you a freak.
No.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But anyway, there you go. Those is that good for your things to wear?
Mm-hmm.
There's more. You want to hear more things?
Yeah.
How about 21 best Thanksgiving movies to stream this week?
Okay.
This is according to Vanity Fair. They got Thanksgiving. Well, of course, the number one Thanksgiving movie. It's the greatest Thanksgiving movie. It's not only a great Thanksgiving movie, it's a great movie on many levels. It holds up. It's just so good. It'll get you every time. I don't know anybody who doesn't like it. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is the best of the best. The House of Yes. I like that movie, Parker Posey and Sweet November. Charlize Theron and Keanu Reeves star in this 2001 romance. They star as strangers who meet and decide to spend the whole month of November together.
Ooh.
I don't remember that movie.
Me neither.
Almost Christmas. That was a kind of okay with Danny Glover and Monique. Oh, remember Monique?
I do.
Oh, she was in that movie with a big gal. Yeah, Gabrielle Sidibe. What was the name of that movie? She won the Oscar for
it. Monique.
It was called, yeah. She won the Oscar for that. Precious. She played the mom in Precious.
Yeah,
Monique won the Oscar.
I forgot all about Precious.
Home for the Holidays. Good movie. Kind of good movie. Jodie Foster. You get the idea. Okay. The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. As much as I love Charlie Brown as a kid, I can't watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
They're too mean to each other. It's so weird how mean they are to each other. And I don't know if I've softened up over the years, but watching Charlie Brown now, they're fucking cruel to each other. It's the fact that we let it happen back when we were like, they let all of us, all of us, you guys who are my age or whatever, we all watch these things, and just the pulling away of the football and Charlie Brown falling on his face and
the smelly kid.
And they're all just Lucy's a complete bitch.
Yeah.
Complete bitch. And and quite a few characters are just awful.
Mm-hmm.
Snoopy, I don't even know where he fits into the whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
he's—I don't know whose dog he is, or I don't even honestly, I don't even know if he's a dog. I don't know if he's Charlie Brown's dog or Lucy, just some stray dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bird involved, and then every now and again, out of nowhere, it's some fever dream or you know some, I don't know if it's like drugs or all of a sudden. Snoopy will start fighting the Red Baron, like a Nazi plane.
Mm-hmm.
Snoopy will fight it.
Yeah, he's a fighter pilot.
I know, but where the fuck that come from? It's just out of nowhere. Charles Schultz must have been on crack or something. But anyway, I can't watch it anymore. I tried to watch last year. I think we were trying to show it to my daughter or something, and I was just like, oh God, it plays mean to me. That's all. Listen. They were different times.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying earlier about Laurel and Hardy and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just people slapping each other in the face. You can't do that anymore.
No.
A movie that I absolutely love, and I didn't think of it as a Thanksgiving movie, but this is a pretty good Thanksgiving watch. And I haven't seen it in a while, so I don't even know if it holds up. But I'm going to say it does, just thinking about what I know of it. And it's The Big Chill. Oh, my God. I love The Big Chill. I love The Big Chill. I would watch that movie again right now. Glenn Close, Kevin Kline, Jeff Goldblum, Mary Kay Place, William Hurt. God, rest in peace, William Hurt. He died a few years ago. Knives Out. Pretty cool movie. I like Knives Out. Friendsgiving. That was an okay movie. I remember that. Oh, Rocky. I do see Rocky's always on because there was the Thanksgiving scene in it.
Yeah.
He throws the turkey in the alley. You want your turkey? Eat in the alley. That's Paulie. That's not Rocky. Doesn't do that. That's Paulie.
It's Paulie's behavior.
Mistress America is a Greta Gerwig movie. Oh, okay, you get the idea, right? We good on that.
Mm-hmm. We got the big ones.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? How about one more? These are just Thanksgiving cocktails. the 10 drinks that are perfect to serve on Thanksgiving. Nice. Why not? Hey, everybody, what do you want us to talk about? What do you want us to talk about? You want us to talk about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift mm-hmm. again?
Yeah.
Do you want us to talk about Britney Spears again? Mm-hmm. What do you need from us? Yeah. I mean, there's other stories out there. There's a murder that happened right here in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We talked about it already on whether it was a Patreon or regular. I'm not exactly sure. But there was a torso found here in Tarzana.
Yeah.
And he killed the parents too.
Did they find him?
I don't know if they found him, but they're saying that he was arrested on 3 counts of murder, the wife and the parents. Best Thanksgiving drinks. Here goes. We'll go through this quickly. A cranberry cinnamon whiskey sour.
Ooh.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Alex, come put your pink pants on and get over here. I'm making cranberry cinnamon whiskey sours. What else is going on? It's a trans extravaganza. Hurry over. Warm and refreshing at the same time. Red apple cider sangria.
Nice.
These all sound great. These sound like fall delights. How about a pumpkin pie bourbon smash?
Whoa.
Also sounds great. Well, I'm going to have to download this article.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make these for the puzzle guy. Hey, what puzzle pieces fit together? I'll tell you what fits together. How about a pomegranate Aperol spritz? Aperol spritzes. I don't know if I need too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I told him my father was here for my brother's 60th, not that long ago.
Yeah.
And he was, you have about 9 Aperol spritzes. Guy doesn't even drink. Couldn't even walk the next day. Oh, my God. This sounds good. Caramel Cider Crush is something everyone can get behind. Hello, Caramel Vodka. Pomegranate Cider Punch. You get the idea. They're all kind of the same. It's like just a variation of the same shit.
Yeah.
Cranberry Cider Punch. Okay. Cranberry and cranberry. Cranberry. What do you think of cranberries? How do you feel about cranberries?
I like a good cranberry.
You're going home for the holidays, right? You're heading to Vegas?
No, yes. For Vegas. Yeah, for Thanksgiving. Yes.
Thanks. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving. And you are driving.
Mm-hmm.
When do you head out?
We depart on Tuesday morning. Or no, wait.
Tuesday morning. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Once you and I are done, we're leaving.
And you head to your mom's.
Yep.
Okay. And what do you guys have?
What
goes on over there? Who comes over? Cousins.
All the uncles. All the
sister
cousins.
Come over?
No. That's my dad's side. That's
your sister.
That's
don't
yeah.
you have a sister?
Like my stepsister, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought you had a real sister.
I mean, she's been in my life since I was
had some issues. So she's good now, though.
Yeah,
is she good?
Yeah. She all is well. She just got another dog.
She did? Yeah. Another choke chain?
No, I mean, this is a tiny one.
Oh, she with the pit bulls, they could live in
they
harmony?
They can live in harmony.
And they can't make it work in Israel and Gaza?
Yeah.
It's amazing. But your sister can make it work in her backyard. It's funny. Okay, well, that's fun.
But,
And what is her name? What is just his name? If you don't mind us asking. Can't say. She's got the,
why are
the,
we getting the, into
the,
this?
The laws. Have, let's not talk about her.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's doing fine.
She's doing great, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, for this is my Texas side of the family, so the entire day is just going to surround the Cowboys.
Cowboys. We're actually good this year.
Are
you
they?
Guys are on to something.
Well, it might be a decent
They're
holiday.
Actually getting better as the season progresses, which is kind of what you want in football.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the Buffalo Bills, who started out guns a-blazing and lost last night to the Broncos in the last minute.
Oof.
And, you know, I don't know if you've ever dealt with the people of Buffalo. I'm coming, by the way, dear, to the people of Buffalo. Helium. I'll be there.
Yeah.
So you can drown your Buffalo Bills sorrows, who now currently sit at 5-5 in the AFC East. Looked like they were going to be the best team in football, and something, just the bottom fell out.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost to one of the worst teams in football, the Denver Broncos. But now they're getting good.
Yeah.
Kind of. And who knows? Football's wild.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched these games. Last night I watched the Monday Night Football game. And, you know, Buffalo, they're a passionate fan base. They call themselves the Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
And you see them jumping on tables and shit. You know, that's mm-hmm. those are people who jump off their roof. If the Bills win, they go, I'm going to go on my roof and jump off into a fold-out
table.
Yeah. And so they lost in like heartbreaking fashion last night. So, of course, this morning I wake up and on TMZ and all there's 15 different fights in the crowd of people just beating the shit out of each other because their football team lost, which is always amazing to me. But You know, I would feel like there's got to be a moment where you sober up after one of these fights. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what were you fighting about? Oh, the football team.
Yeah.
Are you on the team? No, no, no.
No, no, no.
I'm just a fan.
Yeah.
And so, and they lost? Yeah, they lost. But they might win again next week. Yeah, there's going to be another game next week. And then another season after that. And yeah. Yeah, all that.
Did you bet on the game? Like, yeah, did you lose a lot of money?
Right. No, just punched, you got the shit beat out of me. Mm-hmm. My pants fell down. I rolled down six flights of stairs in the stadium. It's on now. Millions of people have watched it because I'm an idiot. And like, yeah. It's just amazing to me that it would get to that point where I was fighting over like,
it escalates.
A team. I know.
The sporting events get hot. They get tense.
I know. Well, I'm a sports fan and I live and die by the Mets. I mean, if the Mets lose, it's like a bad day for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to fight about it. Mm-hmm. I will not fight about it. Thanksgiving travel, like we said, predicted to be the busiest on the roads and record setting in the skies. Here it is, AAA. They're forecasting there will be 55.4 million people traveling. Alex, you're one of them.
Whoa.
Including more than 49 million Americans driving. Like you.
That's a lot.
Between the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, November 23rd, and the Sunday after the holiday. And the Transportation Security Administration is bracing for an all-time record number of passengers at American airports over the Thanksgiving travel rush. AAA estimates, don't even count the many Americans who are expected to travel days ahead of the five-day peak period, which is like kind of now, right? Yeah. People start traveling now. They're trying to get people still traveling at large volumes. Oh, man. So they're back at it. Oh, my God. Look at these pictures of the airports from last year. And it's going to be even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Remember Christmas time last year at the airports got a little hectic.
Yeah,
there,
because
too.
Southwest just quit. Remember? Yeah. They just said, we're not doing it. Yeah. They just quit.
Get yourselves home.
Yeah. And the best and worst times to drive. You want to hear it? Seeing as how you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
The longer travel window may peak travel. The Wednesday before. And the Sunday after Thanksgiving, less busy than they could be. But AAA says the Wednesday afternoon is still the worst time to hit the roads.
Yeah.
So you'll hit the roads Tuesday.
Probably like Tuesday morning, Tuesday
traffic's
afternoon.
80% higher on the Wednesday. Yeah, so don't do it on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
The best time to travel during the peak are Wednesday morning and Sunday morning. Get out early before the traffic.
Oh, no. Leaving Vegas after a holiday weekend, coming back to California, Sunday is the worst day every time. Like, yeah, you should get out. You should get out on Black Friday if you don't want to get, you know, a 9-hour
Target,
drive home.
Target, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that tip. That's good. Yeah. Target has decided to close on Thanksgiving. I know it's been a hot button issue for many years. Some places are open on Thanksgiving and they think it's, you know, let these people have time with their families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let all these businesses have time with their families. But Target has decided we are going to close on Thanksgiving and everyone can go have time with their families.
Nice.
Okay, so that's nice, right? As the holiday shopping season ramps up, the CEO of Target is opening up about keeping stores closed for Thanksgiving. Brian Cornell is statement last weekend, his decision to keep stores closed on the holiday. Keeping our stores closed on Thanksgiving is possible because we've built our team and Target's strong business model to deliver on our guest holiday wishes, both within and well beyond the store hours. So yeah, you can, you know, but I just see there's a fried chicken place right here on Ventura Boulevard. You probably passed it a million times, Alex.
A little white and orange joint.
Yeah,
over
white
there.
And orange joint. It's got like a pink wall on it. Now, I don't know if you guys know, many of you probably do, you seem to be in this world. We have a pink wall here on Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
It's attached to what store? I'm not
there's
exactly
a couple,
sure.
Yeah.
But there's a pink wall right by the Improv on Melrose. That's the very famous like pink wall that everyone takes pictures in front of.
Yeah.
And I see people, there's also a pink wall on this fried chicken place.
Uh-huh.
And I see people also doing it in front of that. They're like, I'm not going all the way to Melrose. I'll just take a picture in front of this pink wall.
It's the Paul Smith pink wall.
That's it.
One. Yeah,
the Paul Smith pink wall is the one on Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, and anyway, they got a big sign. The fried chicken place has a big sign on the, I saw it today. We're open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck what Target's doing?
Yeah.
We're open. Mm-hmm. Think I'm going to sit at home, watch that trans extravaganza? I'll be frying chicken. So they're open if you guys need fried chicken in Tarzana.
Do you have a question. Are you much of a cook? Do you cook much?
You know what, Alex? I'm going to No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I used to cook a thing. I used to cook one thing that I enjoyed.
That's what I was going to ask.
When I was like a single man at my apartment in like, yeah, you know, in Studio City that I loved. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I often hearken back to that life, you know, and I mean, it would never be the same anymore because I think everything has changed, mm-hmm, about just my, you know, my life and just like bars and general. Speaking of that, I was actually going to bring it up and we'll get to that in a second. But no, I used to make this, there's like this frozen chicken. I'm thinking about it. It sounds awful. It's like this frozen chicken I used to get at Costco. It's like frozen chicken strips. And like the, it's got griddle marks, you know, like fake griddle marks like on the chicken.
Yeah.
Like that they put on with like a magic marker or something. And I would thaw that out, cook it in a pan. Then I would do like rigatoni and just tomato sauce, you know, whatever jar one there was.
Yeah.
And then like some feta cheese on top of it. It was my favorite thing in the world to eat. I would sit there by myself because I lived alone. Uh-huh. It's the greatest thing ever. It's a nice place, like a two-bedroom, yeah, big, spacious. Loved it. I would sit
wood
in front of
floors.
Like...
floors?
Yeah, I put them in myself.
Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, in an apartment, a rental unit, like an idiot. but anyway, I would sit there and eat that. And then one time I made it for my wife early on in our dating. I was like, you want some of one of my specialties? She's like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, oh, Jesus. My wife's actually a very good cook, so she was, yeah, it was mortified. So, no, I don't, I would, no, I don't at all.
Yeah, I'm surprised, because yeah, you're very artistic. Like,
I know,
but that's an artsy
I just don't
endeavor.
Have that one. Yeah. I don't have that one, you know? There's a couple that
I've
better.
You gotta get into baking. That's like a soft entry, you know?
Well, I do it with my wife. I've become a pretty good sous chef here at the house. All I do like to help out, and we will be doing some holiday baking, Alice. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, what do you guys...
Well, we do. My wife makes a very famous apple pie that she brings to me, and I make the lattice. You know, we do like this. You know what that is?
Yeah,
it's like the crossover top. Mm-hmm. I make that, and then I peel the apples.
Oh,
yeah. So we have.
Well, it's a team endeavor.
It is. I'm a sous chef. I'm a, yeah, and you know, Beckett helps me and just gets in the way. So yeah, that's fun. We have a good time doing that. Well, but anyway, what I was going to say was about being single and fun. Mm-hmm. Was I remember a time where the night before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm,
was like it was the greatest night.
That's the bar night.
It was the greatest night to go out. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Now I'm talking way back when the hope was, I mean, it was like something you would, like we're out of a movie. Everyone's back in their hometown from wherever they once went. They're back and they're at the local, you know, bar, mm-hmm, that everyone went to in high school or whatever, and you see all your old friends. And then, of course, that's long over. But still, it was a fun day to go out.
Yeah.
I think that's completely gone. I think it was like last year, my wife and I, we got a babysitter. We were like, let's do it. Let's recreate the fun of the night before Thanksgiving. And we went out like somewhere like on Sunset. Like we went in the daytime. We're like, we'll start early. And we were like nobody on the streets because LA like really clears out, yeah, on Thanksgiving. And we were like the only ones like sitting at Saddle Ranch or something. But yeah, so I don't know if it still has the same pop that it once had the, mm-hmm, night before Thanksgiving. It used to be great.
Yeah.
Do you go out when you're back in Vegas?
I'm not really in touch with a lot of people anymore. You know, yeah, what I mean? Everyone's, right, kind of got their own lives.
Of course. I mean, that's kind of what happens. So
I always want to... Do you ever have that nostalgic moment where you're like, I'm going to drive around my hometown, and then after like 15 minutes, you're like, there's nowhere here for me anymore.
Well,
that's,
you know, we do it every year. Me and my brother, whether it be Christmas or whatever time I'm back during the holiday, my brother and I will drive around Ronkonkoma,
mm-hmm,
and we love it. We love it. And we'll just like point out, you know, who's dead, who's in jail, who's doing well, mm-hmm, you know, who's still there. Most of the people kind of, weirdly enough, are still there, but there's a couple of dead and in jails. And it's fun. It's fun to see their houses and who's done what and who's a Schlegel,
mm-hmm,
and who's not and who keeps their shit tight and who not many. You know, and we got a, you know, I got a friend who I've told the story dresses his parents, dead parents. Parents have died, and he dresses mannequins in their clothes and puts them in the window of his house. And that is not a joke. I swear to you. His name's Jimmy Caronta. He might be dead too. Nobody seems to know what became of him.
Nobody.
He had a disease. He had a disease. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it. He had a disease.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? I think we did enough. We gave enough Thanksgiving news. This will be our, we have another, we have a more smut coming out on Wednesday. This is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more. You think they're going to make another classic Christmas movie? They're saying that we might have seen the last of the classic Christmas movies with Elf and Love Actually. They think those are the last of the classics. They both came out. The two comedies opened on the same day in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And they've stood the test of time. And a changing Hollywood landscape might make another day impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's really making Christmas movies anymore of that. They're making the Hallmark ones. They're bigger than ever. And Netflix is involved, and they're all making their Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's making the box office go out to the theater, Will Ferrell, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, they seem to be making horror movie Christmas movies
horror
now.
Yeah,
last year there was a big one, Violent Night. Yeah. Yes, and there's one coming out this year. So they make, Violent Night was a... And then, and there's another one coming out this year. Well, there's that Thanksgiving one.
Yeah.
So they're concerned that there's not going to be any, this might be the end of the classic Christmas movie, Elf and Love Actually. 2003 is a long time ago.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was that long ago. I go see, I'm doing it again. I got invited by Sarah Colonna and John invited me. We did it last year. I don't know if I talked about it. It's like a charity thing we go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's live Love Actually. It's a live version of Love Actually, the movie, here in L.A., live on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the best way to say it? It's god-awful. I never really liked Love Actually, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, I thought some of the... There's like a bunch of different stories. You know what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of different stories happening.
One
in
of those movies where it's got massive
cast.
Yeah,
it's massive cast. And there's a bunch of different. Yeah, and it's just like some of the stories are so cheesy. And mm-hmm. But anyway, and now even because when they say 2003, it plays a little like it's a lot of fat shaming in it. Like just one girl, like, look, she's fat and gross. That's why she's alone on Christmas. And she's not even really, the girl's like 122 pounds.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, it comes off a little strange, that movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, we go see the live version of it. And they'll show the movie, a clip from the movie, and then that clip will stop and the live performers will come out and finish the clip. And some of them I'm used to like watching the best of the best on Broadway.
You're
so
Broadway
watching
man.
These people, it's like, oh boy. And now you're almost like, can you just show the movie scene again? I'd rather just watch Hugh Grant do it than this guy who's now playing Hugh Grant in a poor version of Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Just let's watch Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
It does. It's a little clunky, but we're going again.
But you're going again?
It's a charity. I'm doing it for charity.
It's
a red carpet, Alex.
Oh, well, that's why you're doing it.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. The red carpet, this guy, who does it, like, it is charity. He thinks Sarah Colonna and I are bigger stars than we are.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, this is how bad it is. We are the biggest stars there. And but this year, we've got my friend Retta. Retta's coming. So we got Retta. So who's actually a star. So it's going to be me, Colonna, and Retta. We're going to have to walk the red carpet. I beg Colonna not to make me do it, but we might have to do it. You could find pictures of us from last year. They're on there. They're on one of those websites or whatever. Oh, man. This is the shit I have this Christmas time,
Mm-hmm.
We're in it now. You got to go to things you don't really want to go to, but it's always fun to see John and Sarah. So I go for that reason alone. All right. What do we got to get out of here on? I think we've done... everything. We've given you guys plenty of Thanksgiving tips. Have fun with it. Thank you for listening to Cover to Cover. I am in this evening, Thursday night. If you're listening just Thursday morning, I am in the Comedy Zone in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Charlotte right now.
You made it.
I did. I made it. I'm in Charlotte. So come see me at Comedy Zone. It's going to be a real fun night. And then I go to the next one after that. I am in... the Comedy Vault in Batavia, Illinois. That's December 1st and 2nd, and that is Friday and Saturday night, December 1st and 2nd, Batavia. Love it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Batavia, Illinois, Comedy Vault. Come see me there. We'll be doing one of these things up front too, giving you all the shows because there's more. There's Cleveland, there's Buffalo, there's Long Island, and there's Rhode Island. Frangiola.fun has everything. Alex is coming to Cleveland. Alex is coming to Buffalo.
I'll be there.
If you
want
to see him in person, you can go right up and talk to him about whatever. He's open to talking about everything except his sister. Off limits. All right, everybody. Thank you. What do we got, Alex?
I don't know this song, but I will tell you this. It is the first track on the Love Actually soundtrack.
Oh, let's hear it.
Kelly Clarkson, The Trouble with Love.
Oh. Okay. Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember this. Now, there are certain vignettes or whatever you'd call them in this movie that I do like. I mean, I like the Hugh Grant. He's like the prime minister in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he falls in love with his assistant or something.
Okay.
There's the famous scene where the guy takes the, you know, he's flipping through to ask out the girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Keira Knightley. I think she's in it.
She is.
Who else? Who else is in that?
I'll get you the full cast.
Laura Linney's in it. Alan Rickman's in it. It's good. Emma Thompson's in it. I'll keep going.
The more I look at it, I don't think I've actually finished it.
Yeah.
But you do have Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson's in it. That's right.
Colin Firth.
Yeah, Colin Firth. Yes, of course.
Laura Linney. Did you say Emma Thompson?
Denise Richards is in it. She comes at the end in a cowboy hat for some weird reason. Her and that girl from American Pie. You never saw her again. She didn't go on to have a stellar career.
Rowan Atkinson.
Rowan Atkinson. He's Mr. Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think we hit it.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, it's the worst hour and a half you'll ever spend, you know, but I think there's better Christmas
But the live
movies.
One is?
Ooh. I mean, well, whatever.
You
know,
you can't say the worst.
You get through it. I don't know. It's just pretty close. I probably shouldn't say that because the guys, hey, listen to your podcast. It'll be one of those deals.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's have. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to Cover to Cover. We have so much more to come. And happy Thanksgiving. Although we'll probably have one actually on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But you guys, you'll be busy with the cocktails we gave you or the outfits we gave you or watching that trans extravaganza parade. Yeah. So enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.